Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Tricia Hernandez, the Director of Development and Marketing at South Shore Arts. Welcome back, Trish.
Thanks, John. Happy to be here.
Well, I won't be able to say the Director of Marketing and Development or Development and Marketing very much longer since you're retiring at the end of September.
I know. I'm riding off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, here we are talking about what would have been the Beaux-Arts Ball on the first Friday of June, but for the second year in a row, we have been creative and come up with and we've come up with something else altogether to make it a little bit more relaxed and hopeful that people will feel comfortable being convivial with one another.
Exactly. Well, we've kind of set it up. So it is Carnival and is coming up on August 27th. It's a Friday night. And we're starting it at 6:30 and it goes till 10:30. And so all kinds of fun stuff. But like you said, relaxed in what you can wear. We're calling the dress code Summer Soiree. We'll have beer and wine. And we'll have a live band, dancing, great summertime food, stilt walkers, which is very cool. I'm anxious to see that. Some juggling, some fun stuff. And, of course, we'll have an auction, not as big as our Beaux-Arts Ball auction, but still some really cool stuff. So it's kind of, and we're able to do it inside in the ballroom, but outside on the terrace at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts is a beautiful space.
It is.
And I think, it's like 2,400 square feet. People don't realize it's as big as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that, you know, we can be out there and dancing the night away and, you know, having fun with a live band. So, yeah, it should be a really fun night. It's a brand new event for us. And it's less expensive, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, it is a donation, but it's $125 a person, and then there's table sponsorship. So, but it's just, I think it's going to be fun and great way for people to get together.
And the band is the Unprofessionals.
The band is the Unprofessionals. So that'll be really fun, too. And they're familiar with a lot of people, and some of them are our board members.
I know.
And, which is really, so another one of our board members is going to be providing us with card tricks, I guess. You know, you find out all these things that people do, you know, for fun. And
yeah.
He's so suddenly.
And he's an investment guy. I just thought of that. He shouldn't be doing card tricks.
I know. Evidently, he's pretty good at it. So we'll have some kind of interesting things. Even like a ring toss. So just things to be casual, have fun, and get together with people again and instead of, you know, the Zoom format. And the bottom line is that the funds that we raise for this are for our education programs, for our teen arts board, and they're critical for us. We can't just skip a big thing like the ball. Last year we did Bridge the Gap, which was very successful virtually. This year, because things started opening up, we felt we could have this little different event, more casual, more spaced out. But we still need to raise funds for our programming. Very important.
Absolutely. And despite COVID, despite the fact that the schools were all virtual last year, at least the schools that we often serve with the Every Kid program, which is our free art classes for kids who don't always have access to that kind of advantage. We still serve 600 third graders in Hammond with one of our arts and literacy programs, but it was done virtually.
Yes.
And the Teen Arts Board, which is, of course, older kids, did meet in person and executed a social justice mural of their own creation. And so they really had a great project to work on.
Absolutely. And I think everybody sort of found out how much they could kind of push themselves in new ways to bring programming and keep things going. And certainly South Shore Arts was one of those organizations. So you and I have talked, we're going to keep a lot of things that we did during the pandemic because they ended up, you know, increasing our exposure and our programming and our audience. And so virtual isn't bad. We just don't want to be tied to it all the time.
No.
You know, face-to-face is good, too.
But we did discover some really effective ways to serve people.
We did.
Okay, so we have to go. The tickets, you can go to our website. So check it out. There's a square right on our homepage that says Carnival.
Yeah.
Okay.
CulturalArtsOnline.org.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you, Trish, and thank you for being here to listen to this episode of Eye on the Arts. We'll be back again next week with another show.